Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher, author of Trouble at the North Pole. I thought you'd like to hear the first chapter. I'll read it to you. Trouble at the North Pole, Chapter 1. Santa felt a slight tug at his sleeve. Pulling his gaze from the frantic pace of the elves below in the sorting room, he looked down at Teeny Tiny Elf.
Santa, we have a problem.
2 weeks before Christmas? Reaching down and giving Teeny Tiny Elf a boost, Santa allowed the elf a rare view of preparations for Christmas Eve. In every nook and corner elves whirled, bundling Santa's drop-offs in meticulous order. After boosting Teeny Tiny Elf up, Santa returned his attention to one particular area where work had stopped. Looking confused, one of the elves was just reaching for the trouble button when Tech Elf came rushing toward them. Satisfied the Tech Elf would handle the crisis, Santa turned his attention to Teeny Tiny Elf. "What is so urgent, Teeny Tiny Elf? I know that you would not disturb me unless you had a good reason." Teeny Tiny Elf sucked in a gulp of air.
"Do you remember Alex Malone?"
"That delightful little boy who for years has been trying to catch me delivering his presents?" "Ah, yes, I remember him. He's such a smart little guy. He almost saw me a couple of times, but I managed to elude him, just in time, I might add."
"Well, he's not so little anymore. He's 13.
"Is he now? How the years fly by."
"He's our problem."
"Really? How is that?"
"When he was 8, several of his friends teased him about believing in Santa Claus. He tried his best to defend you, but they kept asking, 'Have you ever seen him?' Since you eluded him every year, he never had seen you, so he couldn't say yes. After being teased for several Christmases, he finally gave up."
"Oh, that's too bad."
"That's not the problem. For the past couple of Christmases, he's been getting more and more angry that you are a fraud. This year, he is taking action."
"What is he doing?"
"Well, you are right about him being smart. He's so smart, in fact, that he has started blogging."
"Started what?"
"Blogging. It's a sort of journal people keep online."
"Where?"
"Online. On the internet. The World Wide Web. You know what that is, don't you?"
"Oh, yes. Tech Elf was showing that to me last summer. Very interesting. What happens with these blogs?"
"Other people read them. Bloggers get followers who read their blogs and often comment. They have a lot of influence, especially if they have a lot of followers."
"And how many followers does Alex have?" Teeny Tiny Elf hesitated and looked back at the elves preparing for Christmas. Santa waited patiently. He knew that Teeny Tiny Elf would continue at the right time. Overcome with emotion, Teeny Tiny Elf could not stop the tears from cascading down his cheeks. With a sob, he hiccuped his answer.
"Close to 1,000,000.
Santa attempted to reassure Teeny Tiny Elf by putting the number in perspective. "There are over 7.5 billion people in the world. 1,000,000 is a small number."
"But his campaign has gotten a lot of attention. His videos about you have gone viral. He is getting new followers every day. The news media has been interviewing him. He is making the headlines."
"What's gone viral? What is in the videos? What is his campaign?"
"His campaign is that there is no Santa Claus. He claims to have videos which prove it."
"What? How do they prove that I don't exist?"
"They show parents tucking presents under the tree. Close-ups of the tags on the presents say, 'From Santa.' The parents neatly arrange the presents so that the tags are easy to see. Worst of all, the video ends with the parents stuffing cookies into their mouths."
"I don't tuck presents under the tree. I leave them near the tree, but I don't take the time to place them neatly under the tree. We don't apply From Santa tags on the presents either. And you know I don't eat all the cookies. I leave many of them. Well, I left them until last year anyway, when we brought along Cookie Robot to gobble them up and bring them back here for everyone to share."
"They must have recorded parents doing that after you left."
Like an overinflated balloon that had just been pricked with a pin, Teeny Tiny Elf collapsed. He had done his duty. He had informed Santa of the problem. Visions of children thinking Santa a fraud flashed through his mind like exploding bulbs. Unable to handle what he saw, he laid his head down on his crooked arm and sighed. A couple of lonely tears escaped from the corners of his eyes. "All is not lost, Teeny Tiny Elf. Santa assured him. You and I may not know how to handle this, but I know someone who does. Teeny Tiny Elf sat right up. You do? Who? Eliza. Call her and tell her all you just told me. Last year she helped us with some changes for Christmas Eve that were very effective. What you have described presents a marketing challenge. With her skills, I'm certain that she will know what to do.
I never thought of Eliza. I have been racking my brain for 2 days trying to think of what to do. Meanwhile, his number of followers is growing, and he is getting more attention. I worried that I had waited too long, and it was too late to do anything. I thought that I had let you down.
You never let me down, Teeny Tiny Elf. You have done a good job discovering the situation, being on top of it, and letting me know. Now, go call Eliza, tell her your story, and come back to let me know what she says. Without waiting for Santa's outstretched arm to help him down, Teeny Tiny Elf leaped to the floor and rushed through the doorway into the hall. His pace was so fast that his feet did not even seem to touch the floor all the way back to his cubicle. To his relief, Eliza answered her cell phone on the second ring. He quickly related the same story he had given Santa, minus his emotional outbursts. He liked Eliza and wanted her to see him as strong, not crying like a baby. Eliza gave him hope. Santa had made him feel better, too. Now he knew that everything would be all right. When he finished, Eliza asked him several questions. A couple of them puzzled him, but what she said next horrified him. I want to think about this. Send the sleigh to pick me up on Friday.
Friday? That's 5 days from now. That's too close to Christmas, Teeny Tiny Elf whined.
That's plenty of time. Don't worry. Viral moves fast.
Exactly. We need to stop him now.
Calm down. I'll see you Friday, Eliza concluded and hung up. Disappointed, Teeny Tiny Elf reported back to Santa.
Eliza wants to think about it. She said to have the sleigh pick her up on Friday.
Santa thought Eliza's response was wise. You gave her a great deal of information. Of course she has to think about it. That's how she will help us. Remember last year Eliza came here, went back, and returned with her ideas? Well, you have just saved her going back and returning. She will come with a solution, which means that we can get working on it right away. You actually saved several days, not lost any. Thanks for listening. Find out what happens next by purchasing Trouble at the North Pole and its sequel, The Last Christmas Tree. Click buy on the webpage.